This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm Nick Smith here with Brian Byers. We're getting him reconnected, and we're going to go straight to the hotline. We're going to talk to our friend Tania Andrix of Crossing Healthcare. Tania, how are you doing this beautiful morning?
I am doing well, Nick. I'm doing just fine. Even though there's a little heavy frost out this morning, still got out and walked the dog early, so it's a good day.
And that's important right now to just keep your pattern and keeping healthy, right? That's going to help
Absolutely.
With a lot of what's going on as we approach cold and flu season and, of course, here in the middle of this pandemic.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, I think that people are paying closer attention now more than ever to their health and their well-being. So it's a good time to have a conversation with your family doctor and find out what recommendations they have to make you healthier. So it's always good to do that.
That's very good advice. And as far as the testing that's going on here in Decatur, as of right now, we're still at the Civic Center. You're still seeing about 250 cars or so a day capacity. Is that still what the case is?
So the testing for the community is at the Civic Center right now, and this week that is being provided by the Illinois Department of Public Health. So, Nick, they have a team that travels all throughout the state and sets up at various locations, and they have landed here in Decatur. They came on Saturday, and they are going to be here in Decatur at the Civic Center location through December 20th. At the same time, Crossing is opening up a drive-through testing location on our campus on December 1st. And so the goal here is to have more testing options for the community and hopefully increase those numbers. You are correct. Every day at the Civic Center, whether it's IDPH or whether it's Crossing, there's about 250 tests done per day. So that seems to be the demand at that location.
We're still seeing, you know, an increased amount of people showing up in the parking lots. Are we seeing any sort of patterns or anything new as of the last couple of weeks or last time we talked to you?
No, actually, we are seeing about the same number continuing to test, but we are seeing the reasons for people change slightly. When you speak to people, you know, we certainly ask if there's been an exposure. And so a lot of times people are presenting because they're scared and they've had an exposure. But increasingly, we have some people starting to just want to test so that they can feel a little bit about going someplace over the Thanksgiving holiday. And really, the only way that that works is if you isolate yourself from the time of that test and have isolated for up to 14 days prior, because, you know, you can always test, and your test can be negative at that moment in time just because your body hasn't really activated that virus just yet, and you're just still carrying it dormant. But then you could get a negative test result back. But in the meantime, your body has now activated that virus, and now you're contagious. And so while we have people that are testing with the hopes of feeling better about gathering for the Thanksgiving holiday, it's still not foolproof, Nick.
Yeah, what are the thoughts of the current, like, kind of time frames, if you will, meaning is it still best to go on the fifth day to get tested? When do you get the results? Is it best to get tested, retested after a positive test at a certain point? Can you maybe walk us through what some good guidelines are of when you might, what the expectations might be?
Sure, Nick. The best time to get tested is on day five. Sometimes people will come at day four, and that's so that you are the most likely to be shedding virus from an exposure. And so it gives your body, time to shed enough virus so that that test can detect it. And then testing right now in our local community, when Crossing is doing the testing, I can't speak for IDPH because they use a different lab, and that's what's been kind of confusing here in the community and sort of making it a little more difficult to gauge where we're at. So on the weeks when Crossing is doing the testing, we use a lab right in Springfield. And so we're getting those results back in 48 hours, 48 to 72 hours, and we're getting people notified. So, you know, that is right now what's happening in the community. And I think it's faster than it was, but certainly, Nick, I think same day results would just be ideal.
Well, that's very interesting and informative, and also very important. If I get if you were to go get a test and you get a negative on five on the fifth day, is that safe to proceed as if you're not going to have it, or should you continue to kind of stay quarantined or, you know, isolated for another few days?
Well, that depends, Nick. If you got that test because you had a known exposure, meaning you were within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes of somebody who was positive for COVID, then that negative is nice, but it doesn't mean that you're free and clear and you still have to finish your 14-day isolation. Now, if you're just testing without symptoms or without a known exposure and you just, you know, just curious and getting a test, then that negative means you're negative, and you typically can proceed on with, you know, social distancing and mask wearing and all the other safety precautions that we should be doing.
And I guess the last question on this line is, do you recommend for people that have had a positive test to get retested at the end of their 2 weeks before reentering the workforce?
No, and actually it's recommended by CDC that that is not necessary. CDC has made it clear that after the 14 days, you are no longer contagious and you are safe to return to your normal activities, which, you know, certainly should still be wearing a mask if you're outside your home, social distancing, and practicing good hand hygiene.
Great. And you guys are going to get your outside drive-up facility going here pretty soon, right? That's
absolutely.
What this down
we're really
week
excited
is for?
About that. Yep, we're really excited about that, Nick. It's going to be on the campus, right on U.S. Route 51 North. And the best way to enter that location will be off of Martin Luther King onto King Street. And that opens on Tuesday, December 1st. We will be testing every day, 8 a.m. until noon. And, you know, one of the things, Nick, that we've tried to do is automate this a little bit more and try to make testing more efficient. So beginning on Sunday evening, the 29th of November, there will be a link on our Facebook and our website that'll take you directly to a location where you can schedule a window of time that you're going to drive through, type in briefly your information, and it is just a few fields, and that will make your time getting tested even more efficient and faster. So we're excited about that.
Oh, well, that's sort of serve as like a priority lane, if you will. Even if there's a long line, you can kind of get moved up into your window.
Yep, it'll allow us to better manage the traffic and get everybody through quicker.
Oh,
absolutely.
Excellent. So that Monday, what would that be, December 1st, I think you said, is it still at the Civic Center using the IDPH on that Monday?
It's actually on that Monday on the 30th, IDPH will still be in town. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday, December 1st, will be open. But Nick, the good news is both locations from that day forward should be open clear through the end of December.
Oh, that's
and
great
so
news.
For the month, our community will have twice as much testing available. You know, and I think that that's really important. The more we can test, obviously, the better we're able to know exactly what the spread is in our community. And get the people that are positive sort of isolated so that hopefully we can slow the spread.
That's excellent. With the holiday coming up, it's never been more important for people to kind of just resist their natural urge to congregate and be within the same, you know, large groups and needing to clean our hands and wear our masks. Are there any tips that you could offer going into these holidays?
Well, certainly do your best to limit the number of people that you're around. But I think also just reminding yourself that Thanksgiving is a day on the calendar and it really could be any day. And so maybe planning some really great family event to take the place once the vaccination is widely available could be a better plan altogether. And then reaching out via Skype and telephone to all those loved ones right now that you'd love to talk to, because it's just not worth the risk.
Well, Tanya, we've got to thank you guys so much. And now that we're going to get double the capabilities, we're going to have a better understanding of what's going on in our community. And we hope that your team stays safe. And we got to thank everyone who's been out there in the front line with many people coming through with the virus. You know, they've been taking care of us. And thank you so much for all that you guys do.
Thank you, Nick. It's a wonderful team that's out there on the front lines, and I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, awesome. Have a great Thanksgiving, and please give our best wishes to your crew.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.